The crowds on Tahrir Square last year were euphoric. They toppled their president of nearly 30 years. The promise of the revolution was still there in round one of Egypt's presidential election. 13 candidates on the ballot, the first real choice most voters had ever had. But the fruits of that effort, a runoff between Islamist Mohamed Morsi and a candidate of the old guard, Ahmed Shafik, have proved bitter to many. The majority of Egyptians voted for neither. Going into round two, many face a depressing decision of which candidate they dislike the least. Political sociologist Saeed Sadek is no fan of the old government. He calls it military fascism. But he says one alternative is worse.
Politics is about relative points of view. When you use religion, you are talking about the absolute. This is the opinion, and that's it.
He points to experiments with religious rule elsewhere.
Are we going to repeat the Iranian revolution and what the Iranian secularists and liberals did, that out of their hatred of the Shah, they collaborated with a worse political group that in the end slaughtered them?
For decades, the Muslim Brotherhood has publicly renounced violence. But even among Egyptians who find the group less distasteful than the military, its current promise of moderation is less than convincing. Rania Al-Malki is a columnist and advocate of the revolution.
And the feeling that, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood would say something today and change their mind about it tomorrow, and this is what they have done, even, you know, when it came to fielding a president in the first place.
Despite her reservations, Al-Malki says at least there's hope the Brotherhood's stated commitment to civil liberties is better than the known repression of the old guard.
We are caught between, you know, the devil and the deep blue sea. And I think in the deep blue sea scenario, some miracle can happen. But I would rather take that chance than know that we're going back to exactly where we were on the 24th of January 2011.
Adding to the sense of gloom is the possibility of the worst of both.
What I fear most is an alliance between military fascism and religious fascism. And this has started from the beginning of the revolution.
Well, such pessimism is not shared by all. It's the sentiment of many, not just in Egypt, but across the region. But the hopes of the Arab Spring are tempered by political realities. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.